Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're taking a look at some really interesting software that lets you bring your personal ebook library online. We've got notes here from the GitHub project page for something called Caliber Web, and we'll also, you know, touch on what it's built on the original Caliber desktop program. Our mission today, really unpack what Caliber Web actually is, explore why it can be super useful for you, especially if you want more control over your digital books, and then walk through sort of the basics of getting it up and running. And before we jump right in, a huge thank you to our supporter for this deep dive, SafeServer. SafeServer handles hosting for software just like this and supports your digital transformation. You can find out more over at www.safeserver.de. Thank you, SafeServer.
Yeah, and what's really fascinating here, I think, is how it lets you take something very personal, like your own curated book collection, and, well, make it easily accessible, basically creating your own private online library.
Okay, let's unpack that then. What exactly is Caliber Web? The documentation calls it a web app for browsing, reading, and downloading ebooks stored in a Caliber database. But that feels a bit, dry.
It does, yeah. You really need to start with Caliber itself, the original desktop program. Think of that as like the master control center for your ebooks on your computer.
Right.
The notes say it's a one-stop solution. It's where you import books, organize them, add tags, covers, fix metadata, convert formats, all that management stuff. And it keeps it all in a database file.
Usually metadata.db, right?
Exactly. That's the one. So Caliber is your powerful offline organizer.
Okay.
Caliber Web then takes that database, that metadata.db file you've carefully curated, and puts this web interface on top. So suddenly your library is browsable, searchable, readable, all through a web browser from anywhere.
Right. Which leads to the big question, why do this? Why set it up? What's the draw for, you know, someone listening?
Good question. The sources highlight some key features that really answer that. First off, a modern and responsive Bootstrap 3 HTML5 interface.
Meaning
it looks good, it works well whether you're on your big desktop screen or like a tablet or even your phone. It adapts. You're not tied to one machine to access your books.
Okay, that's a big plus already. Access anywhere? What else?
A huge one. In-browser ebook reading support for multiple formats.
So you don't have to download first.
Exactly. You can just click a book in your web library and start reading it right there. Super convenient if you just want to quickly check something or you're on a device that isn't even yours.
Yeah, that sounds really useful.
Definitely. And if you do want to download, you've got control. Ebook download restriction to logged in users.
So you manage who gets in.
Precisely, which ties into the comprehensive user management with fine-grained per user permissions. You can set up accounts for family, friends, maybe let some only browse, others download, maybe restrict kids to certain categories. You're the gatekeeper.
Okay, that's powerful. And it looks like there's more for people really into organizing.
Hmm.
Metadata editing and deletion support and custom book collection, shelves, creation. You can do that in the web view.
Yes, you can actually fix typos in titles, add tags, or create your own virtual shelves like Read Next or Sci-Fi Favorites directly through the web interface. You don't always have to fire up the desktop Caliber. And even cooler, content hiding based on categories and custom column content per user. So if you use Caliber's custom columns to track, I don't know, maybe reading status or who you loaned a physical copy to, you can use that data to filter what specific users see in Caliber Web, tailor the view for everyone.
Wow. Okay. So you can really personalize the experience, not just for yourself, but for anyone you share with. That's pretty flexible.
It really is. And for e-reader users, there's stuff like sending books to Kindles or Kobos with a click, Kobo Sync, and this OPDS feed.
OPDS. What's that?
It's a standard, think of it like a catalog format that many e-reader apps understand. So your Caliber Web library can show up directly inside compatible apps on your phone or tablet, almost like a built-in bookstore just for your collection. Makes getting books onto your reader really seamless.
Okay, right. So the why is pretty clear. It's about access, control, personalization, convenience, a much better way to interact with your library online.
Exactly.
But how do you actually get this running? Let's talk about the how. The sources have a quick start guide.
They do. And the recommended way to install is via pip. Pip is Python's package installer.
Okay.
But first, they strongly recommend creating a virtual environment.
A virtual environment.
Yeah.
What's the thinking there? Why is that important for someone starting out?
Right. So think of it like giving Caliber Web its own private little sandbox to live in on your computer or server. It installs all its specific requirements, its dependencies inside that sandbox.
So it doesn't mess with other software you might have.
Exactly. Different programs sometimes need different versions of the same underlying tools. A virtual environment prevents those conflicts, keeps things clean, avoids potential headaches. It's just, well, good practice when you're setting things up yourself.
Got it. Makes sense. So you create this sandbox, then what? Command line.
Yep. Usually a pretty simple command. Pip install CaliberWeb. Pip goes and fetches CaliberWeb and installs it into that active virtual environment.
Okay. And then the really crucial bit.
Pointing it to your library. You have to tell CaliberWeb where that metadata.db file from your main Caliber setup lives. That's its brain, basically.
And they have a sample one for testing.
Yeah, the source links to a sample database you can download, which is great if you just want to kick the tires and see how it looks without pointing it at your real library straight away.
Andy, so what do you absolutely need technically? What are the requirements?
Okay, baseline. You need Python 3.7 or newer. That's the programming language it's written in. You also need Image Magic. That's a separate utility. CaliberWeb uses it for handling book covers, extracting them, resizing them, making sure they look right in the web view.
Okay. Python and Image Magic. Anything else essential?
Well, there are optionals. The Caliber desktop program itself is listed as optional. You need it if you want the feature where CaliberWeb can convert book formats on the fly for you.
Ah, okay. So if you don't install the full Caliber program alongside it, you just lose that specific conversion feature.
Correct. Everything else works, just not the live conversion. And for the specific Kobo syncing features, you need another tool called Kpubify.
So connecting this to the bigger picture, it shows how even something focused, like a personal book server, often relies on these layers, right? Python, utilities like Image Magic.
Absolutely. It's a common setup in the open source world. And they also mentioned Docker images are available.
Right, Docker. That often simplifies things.
For a lot of people, yes. Docker bundles the application and its dependencies together in a container, which can make installation and management easier, especially if you're already using Docker for other things. It's another popular route to get it running.
Okay. So you've gone through the steps, maybe use pip in a virtual environment, maybe Docker.
Yeah.
You've pointed it to your library file. Hopefully it's all working. But what if it's not? What if you hit a snag? The sources give some troubleshooting help, right?
They do, yeah. And the first thing they usually point to, and this is good advice for almost any software issue, is check the log file.
The software's diary.
Pretty much. It writes down what it's doing and, crucially, any errors it runs into. The logs will often give you a very specific clue about what's gone wrong.
Okay. What if, like, your books just aren't showing up at all?
Number one suspect is usually the location of Caliber database. Double check, even triple check, that the path you entered in CaliberWeb settings is exactly right. And also, make sure the system user that CaliberWeb is running as actually has permission to read that file and folder. That catches people out sometimes.
Permissions, right. What about performance? If it feels slow?
Could be a few things. Maybe the server or computer it's running on just needs more resources, more CPU or RAM, especially with a huge library or lots of users hitting it at once.
Mm.
Sometimes the Caliber database itself can get a bit bloated or fragmented over time. Running the maintenance checks within the main Caliber desktop app can sometimes help. And, you know, classic IT fix. Try clearing your browser cache first.
Always worth a shot. And user problems. Login issues, access denied.
Yeah, that almost always comes down to the user permission settings within CaliberWeb's admin area. You need to check if user registration is even turned on, if you expect people to sign up themselves. Check the specific roles and permissions assigned to each user account. It's usually just a setting configured incorrectly there.
It sounds like you're not totally adrift if things go wrong, though. They point you to resources.
Definitely. They mention an FAQ section of the wiki, which probably covers a lot of common ground, and also a Discord community.
Ah, community support. That's big for open source.
It really is. That's often where you find the quickest help or discover if others are having the same issue. The project relies on that community. And the source even makes a point of recognizing all the contributors and maintainers lists, 235 contributors.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a lot of people volunteering their time and expertise to make the software happen and keep it going. It's pretty impressive.
So wrapping this up then, what's the big picture here? CaliberWeb seems like this really capable, flexible way to, well, own your ebook library experience online, right?
I think so. It builds on that solid Caliber foundation, but it gives you web access, sharing, remote management, lots of control.
Yeah, you control the access, you control the presentation.
And it's a great showcase of what open source projects can do, providing these quite specific self-hosted tools that let you manage your own digital stuff backed by a whole community.
Which leads to maybe a final thought for you to chew on. In a world where so much of our digital media, books included, comes via big cloud platforms and subscriptions.
Yeah.
What's the value? What does it really mean to set up and run your own library server on your own terms?
Yeah, think about that trade-off. Managing your own data, your own archive, versus relying on third-party services where terms can change, access might shift, it's something to consider.
Definitely something to consider.
Well,
that wraps up this deep dive into Caliber Web, and a huge thank you once again to our supporter, Safe Server. They provide hosting solutions and support digital transformation. You can learn more at www.safeserver.de. We really hope this gave you some useful insights into managing your digital library. Until next time.